welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Everyone, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I will be filling the host seat today for Dr. Pat while she's enjoying the wonderful holiday season. So I want you to stay with us for the next hour, and I want to inspire you, and I want to help you create the life that you desire. I'm so excited about this show. I can't get my words out fast enough today, folks. I want to invite you to connect with me after the show to my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at my personal website, be sure to sign up for my free newsletter. Because when you're at that website, when you sign up for the newsletter, you will receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that will help you create the life that you desire. And that address, again, folks, is AskSueLondon.com. Now, if you're looking for inspirational reading, be sure to check out my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Now, you can purchase the book through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com, and the book is available in ebook and hard copy version. Now, I want to also invite you to join me tomorrow, Thursday, at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, which is 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on my radio show, Get Inspired Radio. It's a special time for the holiday season. The show is heard also on TransformationTalkRadio.com and on WBLQ 1230 AM radio out of Rhode Island, New York, and Connecticut. Now, my special guest tomorrow is Dr. Mariana Fisher, and she's going to help all of us get our eating back on track in a positive, healthy way. So tune in for that show at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Now, you can hear me again. You get a double dose of inspiration from me tomorrow. You can hear me again at 3 p.m. Pacific, which is 6 p.m. Eastern, on my show, Get Inspired Radio. And that's going to be heard on just TransformationTalkRadio.com site. Now, my special guest is an encore presentation with Dr. Bernie Siegel. I guarantee all of you animal lovers are going to enjoy this show. We're talking about animals as healers and animals as our teachers. Now, on to the show today. Like I said, I'm so excited. I can't get this out fast enough. Our topic is that we are never alone. And my very special guest today is my special friend, Gloria Messenger. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and an angel messenger. She realized that divine changes were propelling her forward into amazing self-discovery. A path of separation with fear was instantly replaced with enlightenment. She was visited by the angels of the light. Today, you're going to learn through Gloria that we are never alone. Now, Gloria has this new book out that I have to tell you. It is phenomenal. I have read it. I have my own copy sitting on my desk. The name of the book is A Mirroring Discovery with Angel Visitation. I want to really encourage you to go to her website, theangelmessenger.com, and check out that book. It is phenomenal. So without any further delay, let's get Gloria on the show, and let's get started. Gloria, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
I'm so excited. So how did you make out all through the holiday season for the first part?
Oh, very good. Very
did
good,
you?
Yeah.
Well, we had some excitement in our house.
Uh-huh.
My husband and I were sitting there one night, and all of a sudden I looked at the dogs. They started acting funny. They started getting that look, you know, looking into the space. That you and I know what that means,
being
right?
The energy, yeah.
That's
being
right.
Those angel energies.
That's right. And then all of a sudden the doorbell rang.
Oh.
And my husband said, "Why would that be?" And he went to the door. No one was there. So I knew that we were having a visitation from my in-laws. Both of them have crossed over, and they want to wish us a happy holiday. So that's the normal that happens in the London house. And I know today you and I are going to share many stories similar to this.
Oh, there's an example. You're never alone.
Exactly. Well, that's what I want to bring out to the listeners, because things happen for us that sometimes we aren't aware of. And, you know, this is just one example of what you learned today. Now, Gloria, before we get started with helping people understand, you know, how they can connect with their angels and that, can I get you to share with the listeners your background? What brought you to where you are today?
Sure. Okay. Well, it started for me 17 years ago. I was selling real estate at the time, and I decided that I needed to take a meditation class to help me with the stress of the job. And so I was practicing the meditation techniques, and I sat down and I was giving thanks for the decisions of the recent decisions in my life that were had turned out quite wonderfully. I had become a new grandmother. I had become a new wife. But I also had a near-death experience on my honeymoon, and I was really in a real happiness high. I was starting to see these unbelievable auras around people that I never saw before, the colored light around people in their energy field. And while I decided to sit down and give thanks for all of those wonderful things happening in my life, and during my meditation of gratitude, I decided to come up with an idea of a special gift to give to my husband and touch him in some way. And I didn't, my mind was blank. I got nothing at the time. So I was about to end my meditation and go about doing the things I needed to do. And just as I was about to get up, I heard three words that filled me, filled the house, filled every essence of my being. And the three words were direction of a gift for my husband. And the words I heard were, draw his angel. Well, you would probably react the same way I did.
You're not artistic either, are you?
I'm just thinking, I'm hearing voices. Oh, this is lovely. But I do remember, I have to give credit to the meditation class, because they told us that if we ever had an encounter or a situation where it was really out of the norm, to remember that we are very strong and our essence is very heavy here, so take charge and request further information. So I did that, and I sat back down and I said, okay, you need to identify who you are, what you are, what you want to do, and why you want to do this. And then I started to receive automatic writing. I held a pad and pencil just loosely over the pad, and my hand started to move. And it wrote out, we are the angels of the light, and we'd like to bring a guiding message, loving message, to your husband and draw his angels. Well, Sue, this is another strange thing. What's going on here?
Yeah,
so I paced around a bit, and after I sort of calmed myself again, which is unreal, it's all in the book as well, how it all happened, but after I got into the calm space again, I said, I have to follow this through. And so I sat down and I received all this automatic writing of loving messages and guidance for my husband. And then they drew his angel and named his angel for him. And this was the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me.
Can I add something, listeners? You're hearing Gloria share about these portraits she does and the automatic writing. I have my portrait that Gloria has done of my angels. It is phenomenal, beyond phenomenal. I was speechless when I opened mine, and the automatic writing. I'm telling you firsthand, if you've never experienced this with Gloria, you really need to, after the show, connect with her, because I have connected with angels all my life. And when I met this woman, I learned I didn't know half of what I knew. you don't know until you don't know what you know. You know? And so I really encourage you to have all of this done. And we're going to talk later in the show about the different things that can happen for that. But
right.
I just had to share that with everyone, Gloria. Sorry to cut you off.
Thank
Go back
you.
To no, where you were.
Thank you. Yeah. So once the portrait was done, that started off my journey of 17 years up to today, and also includes the channeling of the book in 33 days, which blows me away as well.
Yeah.
And the angels, they connect with us. They really want to reach out to us. They're there all the time, whether we want to connect with them or not.
Yeah.
They're always wanting to guide us and give us direction and help us understand why we chose the journey we've chosen to come here to live, and the adventure of our lives, and how we can interact and make better choices for ourselves.
Yeah.
It's really quite a wonderful thing.
And folks, I can tell you that after the break, we're going to talk about how you do have those clues in front of you, and mm-hmm. Gloria will help you to become aware of what is in front of you that, mm-hmm. you know, we all have in front of us that we can tap into right away.
Right. I'd just like to add that anyone
yeah.
who wishes to get their angel portrait done, all I need is the person's name and birth date. I do not need them to come and sit. I do not need to talk to them. I do not need any connection other than that little bit of information, because the angels do all the work. I just
yeah.
channel it.
Yeah, it's incredible. Gloria, we've got to take a quick break. And, folks, I want you to stay tuned because you're going to learn so much during this show today. Phenomenal. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show with Sue London and my special guest, Gloria Messenger. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Gloria and I are going to share more with you on how you can connect with your angels. Now, if you want to order Gloria Messenger's book, Angel Channeled Insight, titled A Mirroring Discovery with Angel Visitation, please visit theangelmessenger.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community, presents Healing, a spiritual event, Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Seattle. The event features free mediumship and energy healing demos, lectures in crystal light therapy, alchemy, meditation, psychometry, and psychic art drawing with the masters. At 6 p.m., the doors open for a rare opportunity to experience hands-on healing by the Ascended Masters. To register for this evening's seance, go to theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at spectrumlifedesign.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Lavender essential oil, a must-have for your home and first aid kit. Lavender is one of the most versatile and safest oils to use. Apply directly to bug bites, bee stings, and heat burns to help with pain, swelling, itching, and to promote tissue regeneration and repair. Dilute and apply to temples and inhale, or add to baths and massage oils for headaches and for general stress relief. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellness1.net.
the Dr. Pat Show with Sue London. My special guest today is Gloria Messenger, and we're discussing how we're never alone. Now, Gloria, can I get you to take a second before we really give some clues to people on how they know about their mission? How do people get your book and the portraits and the automatic writing? What website do you want to send them to?
Yes, they could go to www.theangelmessenger, it's MessenGer.com.
Okay, perfect.
And they'll find everything there.
Good. Well, folks, I'm going to be sharing throughout the show my personal experiences with working with Gloria, and I can tell you there's no surprise that the angels have sent this lady to me. Gloria, you coming into my life has been a huge meant-to-be. We've got to talk about first how we help people to understand their destiny, yeah. How it all unfolded, you and I meeting, because I really feel the angels put us together for a reason.
Yes, absolutely. I was told to, did I remember it right, contact you?
I think
from
so.
From a mutual friend. And
yeah.
She said that you're a very inspirational lady and that I should be in touch with you. And so I gave you a call and we connected from there and then met and gave you your angel portrait and...
The writing, automatic writings
and guidance,
yeah.
And direction, and actually told you what was going to happen. The angels actually told you what was going to happen very recently for you.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Played out within a couple of weeks. And
well, it was to see, folks. Let me tell you, when I met Gloria, my portrait, Gloria, as you remember, it had the blue swirls in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so Gloria had said to me, "Now the angels are going to send you a contract in the mail, and it would be a 2-week period." And I thought, okay, well, maybe it's a speaking event, or you know, I was open, and I thought, yeah, that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened within that short period? I had set up a dinner date. There was a lady coming over, and we were having a business meeting in our home, and this lady was coming over. It never had been over before. It had been planned 4 months earlier. Earlier in that day, I received an email from Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk radio team, and they were asking me if I'd be interested in becoming part of their team. And so I was asking for a sign, and so this contract came through email. So that was through the mail. The angels did that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked, was this right for me? And so Gloria had told me before, because of her doing my portrait, that to watch for signs with blue. The blue would be, you know, angels giving me messages.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this lady who came over for this meal that was planned 4 months earlier, she brought me a gift. And it was a musical globe with a blue angel in it, and it played the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And the swirls in the base of this globe are the exact colors that Gloria had put in my portrait.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were giving me the message that, yeah, go ahead. This is like part of your destiny. So that's one example of how mm-hmm. working with Gloria, getting my portrait done, and Gloria and I, it's like, my gosh, we feel like we've known each other forever.
Yeah, for it does, doesn't it seem that way? And I had never met Sue, so to see the blue swirls, they match mm-hmm. her eyes, listeners. She's got the bluest of eyes you've ever seen.
Yes,
and
yes.
The angels really reflected that in her portrait because the portrait is a reflection of her.
Yes.
So that's an amazing thing as well.
Yeah, so it's just incredible. Now, we're going to go in more later about the portraits, but right now, one of the things that I learned from Gloria was that we are given clues what our mission is. Now, Gloria, can you share with everybody and everyone listening, I encourage you to grab a piece of paper and a pen and also to phone in or to send your questions through the instant feedback area on the chat line on transformationtalkradio.com. You can also phone in and talk to Gloria. The number is 800-930-2819. Okay, let me give you that number again because, folks, this is really a show that you can call in and, you know, really grow from. It's 800-930-2819. Now, Gloria, can you tell everybody how each one of us have a clue right in front of us with our name?
Yes, and they're somewhat hidden, but once you uncover them, they seem so simple and so perfect as guidance. This happened for me when I was questioning the angels, why would I have chosen to do angel portraits? This is not even close to what I consciously thought I had chosen to do. Mm-hmm. And they told me to go and find the meaning of my name and that I would get confirmation. And they went on to explain that each and every one of us have an opportunity before birth to place clues throughout our lives to help us on our journey. And one of the biggest and easiest ways is for us to place clues within our names. And that is we bond with our parents. We chose our parents, so we've got our last name in place. Then we bond with our parents and we suggest a first name. Now, they have the gift of free will, so they don't have to use it. But if they don't use it, they'll tell you the story of why they didn't use it, or they'll add it on as a nickname or a middle name. So it's very important for you to go out and search the meaning of your name.
Okay, so I suggested
this to Sue.
Right. Sure. Go ahead with that, because we want to tell people how they do this.
How they go about
it.
Because
I know it was confusing for me at the start.
Yes.
So we took me as an example.
Okay, we used Sue as an example here. We took Sue's name. Her name is Sue, and her maiden name is Smith. So we took Sue, and what we want to do is find all the meaning that we can and get as many words as we can for her name, Sue, and then we will summarize them. So the first two words, there is two meanings for the word Sue. One is majesty, pride, driven, and the other one was lily, rose, beauty. So we took the majesty, pride, driven, and changed that and summarized that to the word ambition. Then we took lily, rose, beauty to the eyes and the nose and summarized that to be refreshing. So we got two words there, ambition and refreshing. Then we took her last name, Smith, and Smith means someone who does self-shaping, hammering, and shaping of metals and items. And we took that and summarized that to meaning someone who is motivated into shaping and presenting and creating. So we ended up with the word motivating when we summarized and worked around with that. So now we've got three words, ambition, refreshing, motivating, and then we can add a third word or fourth word if we want, which is self-shaping. So then when we have those words together, now our first name, Sue's first name, will spell out her mission in life. And her maiden name will spell out how she approaches her mission. So then we went to the overview mission, which is one what the angels have given to me, and this is all written in my book as well, that we all choose, one of the first things we do before we birth onto Earth is we choose an overview mission, and it's one of five areas. And they are to share, to give example, to inspire, to teach, and to heal others as well as ourselves. So we zeroed it down through different checking off different things, and this is also in the book, that Sue's is to give example to others. So then when we put these together, her mission in life, her overview mission is example. So she's to offer example to others in an ambitious, refreshing approach. So that's her first name, with motivating self-shaping. So see, the example comes back in with the self-shaping, but motivating others. So that's how she approaches her mission. So now Sue has a mission that she can memorize, and then when she makes any choices in life, if it fits within that mission, it's the best choice. If it doesn't, it's probably not your best choice.
Now, can I ask you something, Glory, because we know that that's my mission, and
right.
Folks, that's exactly. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a radio host with a show called Get Inspired. I'm always talking about my own experiences that I went through. So there, I'm always giving you examples. Now, we don't really go much about our middle name. Now, my middle name, as you know, Glory, is Marie, M-A-R-I-E. What does our middle name have to do with this?
What our middle name does is, once you learn the meaning of your middle name, it will spell out how you go about preserving your energy.
And
this is very important because it preserves your energy while you do your mission in life. And then our married names are only for observation.
Okay.
So we look up the meaning of our married names and say, do I want to enhance my mission with this or not, or do I just want to observe it and watch an example or watch a display?
Now, do you remember what talent. London means?
London, yes. London was, I had to have it here.
Sorry to put you on the spot here. I have to be the example for everyone here, you know.
I know. London, there's a lot of words. I searched everywhere, including the city, London, and what the city means. And the city means self-expression. But London is likable, easygoing, good-natured personality, avoid friction, urge to self-expression, and happy. And so it's to display a unique self-expression personality.
And that is
and
me.
And that is not, that not your husband's name?
And that's the way my husband is. Well, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Gloria, hold the thought. We have to take another break.
Wow.
Folks, I really encourage you to call in 800-930-2819 and ask your questions through the instant feedback area on transformationtalkradio.com. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com. Or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences by utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living. Participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, along with maximizing your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as a course schedule, please visit them at SpectrumLifeDesign.com. That's SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
The Dr. Pat Show with Sue London. I have Gloria Messenger here, and we're talking about angels and how they're helping you know that you're never alone. And we've been talking today about how our angels give us clues. Now, Gloria, before the break, you were sharing by my example, my destiny, my reason for being here. We've got our producer, Benny, here on the show now, and can you help him to understand his name? So the listeners can then use that by another example of what they can do to figure their name out.
Okay, sure, let's go with that.
Okay.
For Benny, what I've done now is I've grabbed my baby book, and I'm not online, but you can find all this information online, too. There's lots of free sites that you can get information on your name. But I just grabbed the baby book here, and what it tells me is the name is a derivative of a Hebrew name, and it means the right hand and the favorite son, and it also means blessed. So you have three different meanings there. So now you have to summarize those meanings and add to it what you find online as well.
Uh-huh.
Add as much as you can, and then summarize those. So the right hand, favorite son, and blessed. If you took a moment to say, what would that summarize to? You could say that's someone that has a true destiny, someone who is in the right place at the right time, who is favored and has a head start, or someone that things just fall into place for them because they are blessed. But you can also summarize that even further and add your overview mission. So if you were to say one of the five overview missions that come to you just quickly, Benny, what would you choose? It's either to share, to give examples, to inspire, to teach, or to heal others on your journey.
I'd probably want to inspire and to help. Obviously, I think the description is perfect for me since it's kind of what I do for a living here, and I help produce and radio shows and get people interested in the atmosphere of radio to move along. So I think it fits perfectly.
Good. Well, here is a confirmation. If
okay.
you feel this statement is true, then it is your confirmation, and I also tell you if you're off balance, it will confirm that as well. So if you're in balance, your confirmation is you desire to change and reshape the world.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, but if you're off balance, you find that you may get disappointed when suggestions or tools were not applied, and you also have feelings of vulnerability at times.
I agree with those.
So then that confirms you are to inspire others as you place yourself in the right place. Now, I'd like to do some further investigation on Benny and forward that to you.
Okay.
Because it takes a little bit longer than just quickly looking up in one spot.
Right.
When I did the search on myself, I went to the library and I must have looked at 20 books to gain all the information and then to really summarize that. But you're to inspire others. So that is a wonderful overview mission. And then to put yourself in the right place, because you are blessed, that will just fall into place. Even though we are all blessed, you put yourself as chosen the name of that reflects the right hand. So the son on the right hand, which is the favored son or the favorite son, means that things will come to you easily.
I find that very true.
You do?
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, exactly. You know, I'm willing to learn. I love learning new things and just to keep pushing forward. It's a good thing I don't have a twin, because then we'd be fighting over the right hand. However, right. I had twins last January, so we'll see who's leading there.
Oh. Well, it's very interesting when you find the meaning of, and our listeners, when they find the meaning of their name, because I was really surprised about my meaning when I went and looked, and I found that Gloria means celebration, joy, and angel love. Mm-hmm. Well, no, in my life had I ever thought of that before. So it's quite amazing when you start looking at things, and then your mission just plays out in front of you.
And Gloria, we have to share with everybody, your true last name is Messenger.
Yeah, that's my birth name.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. There's two examples. Now, Benny, is there any other questions of what she shared with you now?
No, that should do it. And what we should do is probably offer a quick little reading to one of our listeners. So let me jump to the phones and grab one for us, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, be right back. So continue
we'll bring someone on.
Yep.
Okay. It's just amazing.
It is. And then when Benny searches out his last name and then adds his middle name and understands how he's supposed to preserve his energies, it's really, really amazing as well.
Yeah. Now, did we ever talk about my middle name, Murray? Do you know what that is? I don't.
Yeah. We did talk about it.
And I'm putting you on the spot again, aren't I?
I'm just looking at my notes here. What? I have so many names in my head, I can't remember them all, but I know I do have it.
Well,
I'm looking that up.
Yeah. I'll keep talking.
tell about your the automatic writing. How did that hit you?
Yeah. Well, the automatic writing, folks. What happened for me was that, again, it was a huge growing experience. The angels were coming through. That I had to watch my energy. I'm one that I really like to give. And if I can help somebody, I just love to give. And then I would come home from, say, a speaking event or whatever I was doing, and I was drained. I was so physically and mentally drained. I was forgetting to bring my aura back in, bringing my energy, and I wasn't protecting my energy. I was just giving. And so this came through the automatic writing that I was to ask the angels that when I was not aware that I was keeping my energy out too far and draining myself, that I was to ask them to put their wings around me and give me a little squeeze. And so that is how I got that under in the balance, I guess you could say, and I don't have that happen anymore. But there's always something new, folks. I can tell you, when you have a friend like Gloria Messenger, you may get a phone call or you might get an email that may come through her and say, okay, girl, this is what you need to do.
Well, you've also reinforced your keeping yourself in the right place as well, because you've set up the link, which is a very important thing as well, to set up your link with your angels and then recognize when they're trying to get in touch with you.
Yes.
Which is, just amazing, amazing.
And one thing that, I found that I wasn't doing to the full extent, and I know a lot of people don't do that, and Gloria, I want you to touch on this. People don't ask their angels for help.
Yeah, they think that it has to be a huge, big encounter or something really worthy of bringing your angels in. The angels tell me that they want to be with us every single day, and they would like us to connect with them and openly connect with them every single day and be our very best friends. And even though they may be invisible to you right now, you can open up a link where they don't seem quite invisible. And this is recommended that all you do is a very simplistic thing. All you do is pick one of your six senses, and when you have chosen which one of your six senses to use, then you just quietly ask your angels to communicate with you in that way. To give you an example, I've asked them to tickle me around my nose. And once you've set up your sense, they will tickle you, absolutely. And when that happens, it's always in your immediate environment, the message. So they are trying to get a message to you as a confirmation of what you're saying or think or communicating to others, or what you're just hearing as an answer to the question you've been pondering, or as a vision of what is around you. Do you need to stop and smell the roses, or is there a caution there? It's an alertness. They're bringing you alertness, and you will intuitively know what the mission or what the message is for you. And so, Sue, when you are low on energy, you will recognize the connection with your angels and feel that hug.
I do.
Set up.
Yeah, I do. And you're talking about the tickle on your nose. And
yeah.
You know my story, Gloria. Just listeners, here's what happens with me. I feel freezing, and every time I'm on the phone with doing this interview today with Gloria. I'm not even in the same room, and I'm freezing.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happens for me every time I do a radio show, a speaking event, public appearance, I'm freezing because I ask my angels to come in and help me to help you.
Yes.
And they guide myself. They guide my husband and I to do things to help others,
mm-hmm.
To give us signs. It's phenomenal.
Once you connect with your angels, they will open you up further so you actually see your own personal proof, your own personal
mm-hmm.
connection.
And animals are good. We have to share this with people. Animals are good at pointing out you have angels around you.
Yes. They all stare into space.
Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal.
They do that when they listen to my meditation CD. They go up and stare at the speaker.
Yes, I have that CD, folks, and my dogs just sit there and they cock their head from side to side, and then they just lay down and they look at the stereo. So, this woman is truly a blessing, and Gloria, it is such an honor for me to have you in my life, and I want to thank you for coming to my life. Folks, we're out of time with Gloria. Gloria, you are such a special gift, my friend. Thank you for being here. Folks, I want to encourage you to go to Gloria Messenger's website, theangelmessenger.com. Pick up a copy of her book, A Mirroring Discovery with Angel Visitation, and be sure to get a portrait done with her and an automatic writing. Phenomenal, phenomenal stuff. I love you, my friend. Thank you for being here. Happy New Year, and all the best.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2127.
2011.
We're back on the Dr. Pat Show with Sue London. We have had a phenomenal show today. Gloria Messenger, folks, is truly a gift to millions, and I really encourage you to check out her website, theangelmessenger.com. Now, today, Gloria shared her personal story of being guided by angels. She shared with you how life changed for her after she started connecting with them. Now, folks, my journey is so much like Gloria's. I have overcome and I've healed Crohn's disease, abuse, illness, divorce, and I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life, and I had a near-death experience. I want you to know I did not go through these challenges alone. In 1996, I laid in a hospital bed just after my intestine had burst. My doctor had just delivered my fate, that I had just 30 minutes to live in my life. Can you imagine being told that you've got just 30 minutes to live in your life? Well, not long after being told that fate by the doctor, I had a near-death experience. I was in that tunnel. I was walking towards the white light. Now, it was during that experience that my life changed forever. I learned that I am never alone, that I'm surrounded all the time by my loved ones on the other side, and so many angels, and so many of my animals, my special furry friends on the other side. They guide me throughout my life. I am protected from harm. When my schedule gets busy, I ask my angels to help me free up time so that I can have balance in my life to spend time with my family or to get to the gym. And I still have time for a successful career while keeping my health. Not long after putting out a request to my angel, something, folks, will always change. An answered prayer will come through. Time will open up for me. The right people will show up at the right time to help me with what I need. Or I'm guided to help others in need. I live my life so much differently than I did years ago. And that is why I really encourage you to connect with Gloria, because she has truly helped me to take my connecting with the angels to a higher level that I didn't think was possible. Now, when I had that near-death experience, my grandfather was the one that came and stopped me from crossing over. He delivered a powerful message that I carry in my heart every single day. Folks, he told me, Susie, you have millions of people and animals that you need to help heal. You need to go back and you need to fulfill your mission in life. Now, I'm going to be honest and tell you, I didn't know what my mission was. When he gave me this message, I was at a place in my life that I wasn't happy. I was being abused by my first husband, and I was a stay-home mom with so many worthy issues. And I was struggling with Crohn's disease, and I was just trying to stay alive. So when my grandfather gave me this message, I thought, how? How am I going to help millions of people and animals heal? But if I were to believe those words from anyone, it sure came from the right person. You see, my grandfather was my hero. He was my best friend. He was my mentor. Those powerful words have helped me to overcome my own stuff, and they helped me to step into my own power and to go on to help others. I can honestly tell you that knowing that my angels are always with me, I don't let anything hold me back. I know that that's my mission in life, and I know that my angels only want to see me succeed just as they want to see you succeed in your life. Now, I want to take it back a little bit, and in 1995, my youngest daughter and I were out. We were doing our weekly grocery shopping, and we were doing our, running around town errands. We took the same route that I took every single week. This one particular week was going to open me up more to the other side. My angels delivered more proof, you could say. Now, this one particular day, I was driving, and I came up to the green light at the intersection, and I proceeded to go. I looked, and there was no cars. There was not anything else in sight. Now, right away, as soon as I started turning left, out of nowhere came a speeding car. And within seconds, in the blink of an eye, I saw two white visions sweep down quickly from the sky. They stopped in front of my bumper. My car stopped instantly, folks. These angels saved our lives. When the police surveyed the damage of my car, and after the paramedic had checked out my daughter and myself, they all agreed that there had been a miracle happen. They said if my car was just one more inch forward, I would have been killed. And my two-year-old baby girl sitting in the back seat, well, she could have been seriously injured. Because of these two angels, we are here today. Now, going back even further, another example for you. In 2001, just after I completed my Level 2 Reiki training, I put out a request to my angels to guide me to help the people who needed me. I wanted to be able to use my gift of Reiki and healing to help others. So the next week, while my daughters were at school, I was sitting just watching TV, and I was working on a craft of the week, and I kept hearing this message, go to the grocery store and buy milk. And I thought, no, this isn't the regular grocery shopping day, and I kind of ignored it, and the message kept getting stronger and stronger until I went out the front door. So while I'm driving the same route I would normally take, I got another message, turn this way instead. I thought, okay, I'm listening, and I turned. Then after a few blocks, I heard, pull over here. I pulled over, and I looked on the other side of the road to the site of an ambulance with someone lying there on the ground. Right away, I thought, oh, Lord, are you kidding me? What can I possibly do to help here? And as I was thinking this, they heard me up above. And I felt my body being pushed across the street towards the situation. Then I felt this pull that I had to go to the injured girl's head and just have her look in my eyes while I gave her Reiki. This 19-year-old girl, she had Down syndrome. And until I got there, she was very scared. She was thrashing her body. And the poor paramedics, they were trying to get her on a board and put a neck brace on her. Was I fulfilled my role in this situation? The injured girl, she didn't move at all. She laid very still while looking into my eyes while I gave her Reiki, and she became very calm. For me to help someone like that, folks, I can tell you, it is such a gift to me. And it was only the beginning of what was going to unfold in the future, of me helping people and animals around the world. With knowing that I am never alone has helped me through many, many very difficult days in my life. And I promise you that you two are not alone ever. After I had the near-death experience in 1996, I laid in the hospital bed, and I made a promise to God that if he let me live, that I would not waste my life. I would do good, and I would let him and his angels guide me. And what happened, I wrote my first book in 2003. The name of the book is Rocky's Trip to the Hospital. And what happened after I wrote that book, I made a promise that, you know, I was very grateful to have my health. And for me to be able to travel even in a car for half an hour was a huge gift for me. And so if I could travel anywhere, my promise was that I would take my book, Rocky's Trip to the Hospital, and I would donate it into the local emergency departments of the hospitals of the towns we were able to visit. That was my way of giving back and thanking my angels, God, all the right people that came to help me. What happened after I made that promise and wrote the book was my husband and I started getting phone calls, and we were asked to go on all of these trips. We were, you know, asked to go to Las Vegas, and I thought, why would we go to Las Vegas? You know, we're not gamblers. We don't smoke. We don't drink. And I kept hearing the message that we had to take our 11-year-old daughter with us on this trip. And I thought, okay, this is really strange. And at first I said to my husband, yeah, we'll go on the trip, but just the two of us will go. And I kept hearing a little voice say, take your daughter, take your daughter. Well, we ended up taking our daughter, and we ended up helping a man through one of the darkest days of his life. It was another one of those times of us being in the right place at the right time to help somebody in meeting up. Folks, I promise you, you're not alone. And with this holiday season, many of you listening may feel sad and lonely. But if you could just become present and become aware of the signs around you, I promise you too that you will feel surrounded with much love and support. Sometimes we just have to look deep within, but I promise they're there. They're there with you. As a motivational speaker, I'm available to come to your area to inspire your group. You can connect with me through my website, AskSueLondon.com.